Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Glad you can join us on this marvelous Saturday morning in the Boston area, wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your day. Greatly appreciated as always. The show is broadcasting live on the TuneIn Radio app as well as WMFO.org. You can hit me up on Twitter at S Wright. That's at the at sign SWRIGHTS 915. As well as Instagram, you can follow the show, The Shukri Wright Show. Type it in the search at SWRIGHTS 915. Follow the show on Instagram as well. So, this segment, I actually want to have a little fun with this one. You know, I want to do a PSA, and I think that this one is absolutely warranted. Because if you look at the date and what today is, I just think we all could use... we all could use a reminder every now and then. But this one in particular, is certainly warranted because this happens every year. And after a while, for those who get mad, don't get mad. Why? Because what's the purpose? People don't learn. So, my PSA to the people of Boston and the Boston area and the greater Boston community is as follows. If you are moving into Boston this weekend, just make sure you just pump the brakes and read the signs carefully. If you're moving into any neighborhood, but especially with a moving van or a moving truck, don't get storoed. Don't get storoed. Don't get storoed. For those that aren't familiar with that term, don't get storoed. It means when you, the individual who has a moving truck or U-Haul truck, and you don't read the signs saying trucks don't belong on Storrow Drive, or if you surpass that height restrictions limit on that stretch of road, guess what happens? The roof of your truck is peeled off like a banana peel. That's what happens every time, or worse. So here's what happens every year in Boston, right around this time, Labor Day weekend, which means the following: one, colleges, college dorms, college students are moving into the dorms. That's number one. Number two, people are moving to other parts of the city. Happens every year. Start of a new lease, new place, new faces and new places. Happens. Or if you're moving out of the city, it's elsewhere. Happens every year. So people would go out their way and say, you know what? You should absolutely, and I do mean absolutely, try. You should not try to take Storrow Drive. I'll just make it through. I'll make it through It'll be no big deal. You know, it can't be that bad. Don't be an idiot. Don't get storrowed. Don't end up having to pay more for insurance because you want to be an idiot and not read the signs. And seriously, if you want to play dumb and not read the signs, then don't cry. Don't cry when consequences take place. Because you know better. You know better. And especially, and this is specifically for outsiders moving into Boston, whether it be for college or starting a new life here in the city. Welcome to Boston. Welcome back to Boston. Or in the Boston area. But for goodness sakes, please, please, pretty please, don't get storrowed. Because guess what happens in this city? You piss people off who have to sit in traffic because you didn't want to read the signs. Oh, I'm the exception to the rule. No, you're not. No, you're not. Don't be an idiot. It's really that simple. For the love of God. And you know, one thing that I absolutely laugh, and I laugh so hard to prevent myself from getting mad, is that when I turn into the local news, especially this past week, and I see U-Haul trucks, moving trucks, getting either stuck under an overpass, and I'm like, these fools. My first thought is literally, these fools. Because there are signs on Storrow Drive, and even before you get onto Storrow Drive, with height restrictions, but people don't read. They don't listen. So guess what happens? You get storrowed. I'm telling you, this happens without fail every single year. Labor Day weekend, when the students start making their way back to the college dorms, whatever college you're going to, or if you're moving around the city, you say, you know, let's just use Storrow Drive as a shortcut. Really? You really want to take that chance? Because I'm telling you, it's got to be the most idiotic thing where you do the same thing over and over, expecting a whole different result. Oh my God. Isn't that the definition of insanity? It is, essentially. We do the same thing over and over, knowing what the end result's going to be, but yet you still do it. That's insanity. There's no other way to put it. So, my PSA to all, personally, to everyone this weekend, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, anything that's involving a moving truck, moving van, or if you're moving, don't get storrowed. Don't get storrowed. That's all I ask. Don't get caught. Because best believe the local people here, they'll laugh. They'll laugh at you. Because we know that you don't live here. We'll know. And if you do live here, oh, that's even worse. Because you know that trucks, you don't belong on Storrow Drive. Stay off Storrow Drive. Find a different alternate route. For God's sakes, take Boylston. Take the Pike. Take 93. But don't get caught on Storrow Drive. Don't do it. So, yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. I'm telling you, you got to be absolutely crazy if you think that you are above and beyond the rule. And I'm telling you, I'm willing to make this bet. And so help me God. I hope that this doesn't happen. But there is still going to be someone who absolutely still tries it anyway. And will end up getting Storrowed. Happens without fail. Every year. Oh man. What a weekend. What a day. I'm telling you. Last night in my neighborhood, I started seeing signs of Austin Christmas. And I immediately thought to myself, oh my God. By midday today, it'll be littered with old furniture, new furniture. I mean, who knows? Lord knows what else. At your own risk. If you decide that you want to partake in it, if you happen to live in Austin, Brighton, like this guy, if you're going to take free furniture that you find on the road into your house, at your own risk. If you're going to do it, you should do it at your own risk. Don't try and turn around and just say, hey, you know, free take for all. Why not? What could possibly go wrong? You want to know what possibly could go wrong? Bed bugs. And I'm telling you right now, that's one problem you do not want to have. So PSA, don't get Storrowed. And if you live in Austin, Brighton, don't go looking for free furniture along the road. What could possibly go wrong? Bed bugs. Crawling. Let's take a bite out of crime. Whoosh. It can't be that bad. Oh, no. You don't want that problem in your house. Please, save yourself. Don't get Storrowed. And don't go shopping for furniture in Austin for Austin Christmas. Don't do it, please. Coming up next, ESPN NFL reporter Teron Davenport scheduled to join the show. It's going to be a lot of fun talking about what's to come for the upcoming NFL season. Your thoughts, your takes on what I just mentioned. And what I talked about in terms of my PSA. Hope you enjoyed it. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. ESPN NFL reporter Teron Davenport joining the show live coming up next at around 8:20. So you're definitely going to want to tune in for that. You'll be able to hit our interview live on the TuneIn Radio app and as well as WMFO.org and in the Boston area on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
know. Ain't got no special ride here. Ain't got no special right here. Ain't got nobody to run and feel my care.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. And we are joined now on the air with ESPN NFL reporter Teron Davenport, who covers the Tennessee Titans. He joins us live on the show now. Good morning, Teron. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, good, good. Thank you for coming on to the show. Definitely much appreciated on this Labor Day weekend. And like today is an important day for all 32 NFL teams, in which all the teams are required to cut their rosters down to 53 players. So my first question to you is, since you covered on the Titans, is like, what are some of your projections in regards to who will make the team?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, you got 37 guys who are losing their jobs. That's a tough situation. But as far as who is going to make the team, I think there's a guy like an Isaiah Mack out of UTC, you know, Tennessee, Chattanooga, undrafted free agent. He came in here and really did what he needed to do to secure a roster spot. It's been impressive what he did. So I think as a D tackle, a zero technique, the nose tackle position, he'll come in and help that team. He's going to make the roster. There are other guys who are on the fringe. You know, you got a Taywan Taylor who, there's some trade speculation. I don't believe he gets traded, but the wide receiver there, it's his third year, and he had a tough camp, tough preseason games, but he will make the roster. So, I mean, there's different guys. I mean, there's 37 that have to be cut, so we'll be on the phone till tomorrow if we talk about all of them. But those are two guys that really stand out to me.
And, you know, like last weekend, and it's sticking with the AFC South, but there was a news broke that last Saturday in regards to Andrew Luck retiring. That broke on last Saturday night, and I want to get your take on it. Like, what was your reaction when the news first broke, and how do you think it will affect the chances for the Titans in the division?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised that it happened. I was more surprised at the ridiculous idea of these fans booing him. I get it, you know, that's your team, you cheer for the team, but this is a guy who played with a lacerated kidney. He went through so many injuries, and to have the audacity to boo him is just absolutely ridiculous. However, that being said, the reason why they booed him is because he clearly, not being there, hurts their chances of winning the Super Bowl, and that being said, the AFC South division. So when you look at just the stuff that he had to go through, and you can see that it hurt him, when he had made the announcement, you have to understand that is his situation. I think he will be back when you look at that $24 million that they didn't recoup.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be back. He just had to kind of get things together. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years, who knows. But that division is wide open, and I think it was wide open regardless. The Colts were my favorite to win the division. I actually said they would win it. But as far as the Titans are concerned, Andrew Luck was 11-0 against them.
Wow.
So, you know, that's like Debo being removed from the block. You know what I mean? You can ride your bike through the neighborhood a little more freely now.
That's a good one.
That's how the Titans are. So, yeah, I mean, I think it helps their chances for sure.
We're talking with ESPN NFL reporter Teron Davenport, who covers the Titans here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford in the Boston area. The next question I want to ask you is, now that the preseason's over and we're 5 days away from the official start of the 2019 NFL regular season, the 100th edition of it, and one thing I'm most interested in hearing your thoughts is, what are a couple of headlines that has already have you intrigued for what could potentially come this upcoming season for the league itself?
Yeah, I'm really interested, and I mean I'm just fascinated with Tom Brady, right? I love the way he prepares. Got to see it firsthand, them coming to Nashville for joint practices. So I think the storyline is Tom Brady being able to do it again, and this time without Gronk.
Yeah,
I think that's a big storyline. The Eagles, you know, them being able to rally around Carson Wentz, and I want to know, okay, can Carson Wentz lead them to the promised land? You know, he's a guy that they in Philly, you know, some people call him Ginger Jesus, so I want to see if he could take them to the upper room, you know, winning a Super Bowl. So those are a couple storylines. You know, this whole trade thing with where Jadeveon Clowney's going to go, that's an interesting story. I'm trying to run through some of the other ones. You know, the first-year head coach thing, right?
Yeah.
I know Steve Wilks, when he was in Arizona, he got a raw deal. I want to see if Miami does the same thing. Hopefully they don't, to Brian Flores. So I want to see how he could, you know, exist beyond just the first year. That quarterback decision that he made, I don't think is going to help him much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't bring much to the table. So I'll be watching that. And, of course, the Cleveland Browns, right? I mean, this is, they, according to all the hype that's being surrounded around them, they could beat the 85 Chicago Bears if they played them.
Oh,
and Baker Mayfield's a Hall of Famer. So I want to see, okay, are they going to live up to this hype, which I firmly believe they're not going to.
Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, and this is one of the things that I'm actually been really intrigued by, and as for someone who covers the NFL on a regular basis, there's been so much hoopla surrounding the 2019 Cleveland Browns, and they haven't played a regular season game yet.
Yeah.
And my question to you is, if they don't make the playoffs, do you think that this Browns team would end up becoming arguably one of the great all-time disappointing teams in NFL history because of the talent that they've assembled both offensively, and they have some like talent on the defensive side of the ball as well, but mostly especially offensively.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they would be one of the greatest disappointments because I'm not buying into all this hype. I remember in Philly, you know, years ago, Vince Young proclaimed the team that they built. He called them the dream team, you know, because they went out.
Oh, yeah.
They signed Nnamdi Asamoah. They had traded for Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
Yep.
He was there. You know, they signed Ronnie Brown, and all of a sudden, this was the team that no one was going to be able to beat. Well, you know, it ended up happening.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even make the playoffs, and they had coaches get fired. Andy Reid made it through, but, you know, there were a good amount of coaches on that staff that didn't. Now, I'm not saying that someone's going to get fired on the Browns. I hope they don't.
Yeah.
But I am saying that buyer beware. And it's just, we are so quick to hype things up and put so much hoopla around a team or a player. And I think you just have to pump the brakes and slow down. And, I mean, it's great what they've put together. It's very impressive. But I don't think that it's a unit that is going to go deep in the playoffs, if they even make it at all. I still feel the Ravens are going to win that division. And then you just look at it, all the personalities, right? The tender personalities that are there, you know, and Beckham Jr. And Baker Mayfield,
mm-hmm.
Jarvis Landry. I want to see, when things go wrong, I want to see how they handle it. Because I think Baker Mayfield is too temperamental, right? And what's going to happen is he's going to go off on one of these guys, and I want to see how they react But then on top of that, his willingness and eagerness to speak out on each and everything that's going around, including when Duke Johnson was there and his contract, you know, his speaking out about Antonio Callaway, you know, him running to whatever, I forget what the receiver was in camp, and telling him he ran the wrong route, you know, in front of everybody, and, yeah, and just speaking out on Daniel Jones. Sometimes you need to just shut your mouth, right, and actually do something before you don't see Tom Brady doing all that, right?
Never.
You don't see him doing that. And that's the thing. That's what separates these guys who are actually great from those who pretty much dream of being great but have a lot of things to do before they get there. So, for me, there's just too much going on there. I wouldn't want to be on that team just because, you know, like I said, there's too many temperamental and tender personalities. And when the stuff hits the fan, I'm not so sure. Now, this is outside looking in. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure that they could really withstand that.
We're talking with ESPN NFL reporter Teron Davenport. We cover the Titans here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford in the Boston area. And the interesting thing, as you mentioned, about what separates between the good and the all-time great is mannerism. But I also consider culture to be a very important key ingredient in all of this. Now, you brought up a really great example, especially for here locally, with the Patriots in terms of Brady. You never ever see him act in this manner. Belichick would never stand for that. And even you saw that with years, like for years, like with the Colts and Peyton Manning when he was there. You know, like the famous shouting match he got into with Jeff Saturday, but that was it. But you never saw, like, you know, like a young quarterback calling out like players like out in the public like that. So my question to you is, how important is building good culture in the locker room in regards to building sustainable success for a franchise?
It's everything. It really is everything. And that's what I'm talking about when I say being able to go through those tough times. I saw it twice. 3 years ago when I covered the Eagles, right? My first year covering the Eagles. It was Doug Peterson's first year.
Yeah.
And I watched him come in and invest in these guys personally. I saw these guys begin to really care about their head coach. And this is after Chip Kelly, a guy who would just walk right by him in the hallway and not say a thing to him. Doug Peterson is walking by. Hey, how's your wife, Kathy, doing? You know, it's your anniversary coming up. Hey, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and do this? That's the type of thing that you saw happening. Mm. Now, as a result of that culture being built, when they lost games in 2016, there were games where offense didn't do anything, defense did. There were games where defense didn't do anything, offense did.
Yeah.
You didn't want to see fingers being pointed. The following year, they rallied off of that. The ball started to bounce their way instead of the opposite way, and they won a Super Bowl. Last year, seeing the Titans, they had a 5-game losing streak. Various things didn't work. Various players made a mistake resulting in a touchdown or resulting in not being able to score a touchdown.
Mm.
They didn't point fingers. Mike Vrabel came right in, did the same thing that Doug Peterson did as far as investing himself into the players' lives. In addition to that, just being hands-on with them and actually taking part in drills, that relationship, that culture was established. They didn't point any fingers. Now, I'm not saying the Titans are going to win the Super Bowl, but those type of relationships that are established, that helps keep guys from doing what Baker Mayfield did, going out in the media and blasting another player or speaking out on another player's contract.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hearing that. You don't see any of that in Philly or here in Nashville. And you don't see that up there in New England.
Yeah.
You have never seen the Patriots speak out about another team. You have mm-hmm. never seen the Patriots say something about another player's contract. Matter of fact, just recently, they asked Bill Belichick about Andrew Luck and his question. I forget what he said, but it was like, you know, you might as well ask a robot because he would have given you the same answer.
Yeah.
And that's just that culture of only focusing and caring about what's going on right there in your building, on your field, is what festers winning environments.
And, you know, like, across the league, there has been no shortage of drama, especially when it comes to, like, contracts. And the one thing that really has stood out to me is that we've had two legitimate star running backs hold out due to contract negotiations, one in regards to Melvin Gordon with the Chargers, Ezekiel Elliott with the Cowboys. My question to you is, how much of an impact do you think it will make in regards to both situations, in regards to the respective teams, the Chargers and the Cowboys, in terms of the playoff chances? And also, do you think that they will end up either being traded as a result, or do you think they will end up getting the deal that they're seeking for?
Yeah, good question. That's a story that I overlooked. That is something that I'll definitely be watching. I'm against the whole running back being devalued foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So I firmly believe they should pay Ezekiel Elliott, but I get it, what they have going on in that situation. It's like, okay, the guy has 2 years left on his deal. You know, I can't just tear up the contract and give him a new one with 2 years left on the deal. But Zeke, at the same time, is like, hey, I'm the best back. I need to be paid that way, and you've built this team around me, so pay me like I'm your franchise guy. So there's give and take there. I don't think the Cowboys win without him. I think they do eventually get him in there, but that also, the whole thing with Jerry Jones coming out now and saying, hey, it's business, a guy has to honor his deal. I just would like to know, where was that energy when he cut Dez Bryant? Or where was that energy when he's released any guy under contract?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not honoring the deal that you agreed to. So there's a lot of give and take there. The Melvin Gordon situation is a little different to me because I don't think he's as imperative to their success in L.A., you know. But I still think in order for them to win, they need him. But they can find other ways. But it's just, what Elliott brings to the table, he's just different. You know, his ability to just always be on the field, you know, as far as health is concerned, obviously off the field foolishness is something that comes up. But I think when you have a player like Elliott and a running back like Elliott, you have to pay him accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, granted, there are some running backs who just, okay, yeah, you know, I can replace this guy with somebody else. But you have a guy like Elliott, that's the difference between, you know, running behind that offensive line and getting 1,000 yards or running behind that line and getting 1,500 yards and always keeping your quarterback protected in third down situations. So you absolutely have to pay Zeke. You just got to figure it out, and I think they will. And, you know, he's the guy. He's the engine that drives that whole thing. Dak Prescott, I think, is a really good player, but I think Zeke is what drives that team, and he is the guy that they built that team around.
I agree, especially when I look at that offensive line. I've been saying this for the last couple of years, that you can make a legitimate argument that the Cowboys have the best offensive line in football. And because of that, Ezekiel Elliott has been able to enjoy success running the football. And it's interesting now, given that he's not there, as to will they still be able to have the same kind of success running the ball with a different running back in the backfield, like especially the other day where Jerry Jones was like, Zeke who, and that didn't rub very well on Ezekiel Elliott. So to me, it just seemed that his ego came through and just took it personal. But another question I want to ask you is, last season, we saw probably the most outrageous non-call we've ever seen in an NFL playoff game, in a game between the Rams and Saints. That non-pass interference call that should have been called, and it could have very well possibly changed the complexion of the game in terms of the Saints. Now, my question to you is, when you look at the Saints team this year and how it's built, especially after what happened last season, do you think the Saints finally get themselves over the hump with an aging Drew Brees, who still remains one of the top three or four on quarterbacks in the game, even as he enters like his age 40 season?
Yeah, I mean, he can still do it. That's the thing. And his style of play is conducive to being able to do it at that age, because you're not seeing him run all over the place. He manipulates the pocket as far as finding passing lanes, and he gets the ball out of his hands. He doesn't get hit. So I think he could play this year and be fine. That team, you look what they did, bringing back Michael Thomas, giving him that contract. I think the Saints are a contender. You know, in my opinion, the Saints or Eagles are going to come out of that division, that conference. Mm-hmm. So definitely, I think they can find success. You know, this whole thing about the penalty not being called and everything, I get it. But, you know, you also can't give up a 10-0 lead at home.
Yeah.
In the NFC Championship. You know, and everybody kind of overlooks that. And then you can't throw an interception, right? Well, when you get the ball back, everybody overlooks that. You know, there were other things that contributed to that loss. And to me, anyone who blames the whole outcome on that one non-call is foolish, you know, because there was other parts of it. But I think the Saints, yeah, they could win this year. And I think Drew Brees will have another outstanding season. He's a guy, look, I've targeted him in my fantasy football draft. So, yeah, for sure, I believe Drew Brees could do some things.
And last question I have for you this morning. In looking at what the NFL is doing for the 100th season that's coming up, starting officially this Thursday, I'm interested in as you being a part of the media, in, you know, is there specific guys that you're looking at as the NFL, and I'm not sure if they've already completed this on this particular assignment of like assembling the all-century team, but is there any like legends and Hall of Famers that you look at and you say that, you know what, he absolutely deserves to be on the all-century team for the NFL?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of them. You know, Lawrence Taylor, Jerry Rice, Bruce Smith, Reggie White. Those are guys. I mean, obviously, you know, Joe Montana, mm-hmm. Tom Brady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's five right there. I mean, it's easy to come up with 100 names, but you could actually come up with more than that, because the league has been blessed with so many awesome players. Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go on and on. It's almost like each franchise has someone, you know, with the exception of like the Titans. You know, the Panthers. Most of these franchises, you could pick a guy that deserves to be mentioned, you know, along those lines.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time out this morning to come on the radio show. It not only that is greatly appreciated, but definitely I look forward to having more discussions and possibly another interview with you in the near future. Thank you so much for coming on this morning, Teron.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. It's fun, man. Football's fun, so I always love talking shop, and I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Take care. That was ESPN NFL reporter Teron Davenport, who covers the Titans live on 91.5 FM WMFO, the Shukri Wright Show. Coming up next, final thoughts on this Labor Day weekend. You are listening to Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tough Freeform Radio.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. You're listening to the 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Final thoughts on this magnificent Saturday morning for this last segment of the Shukri Wright Show for the month of August. Just want to run through a few reminders. For those that missed any of the segments earlier, there is a major surprise that I unveiled, and as well as a show announcement. Next Saturday, September 7th, absolute must-listen to show. For the first time ever in the history of this show, I will have a live in-studio guest, the sports professor, will join me for all 3 hours next Saturday on the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So I'll be posting it on the show's Instagram page. You can follow the show on Instagram, the Shukri Wright Show, at SWright 915. SWRIGHTS 915, as well as on Twitter, the Shukri Wright Show at SWRIGHTS, SWRIGHTS 915. You can follow the show both on Twitter and Instagram. And you can call in the show now at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. In this final segment of the show, I just want to go over what September means sports-wise. What does it mean? And the thing is, September usually means there's a ton of excitement, a lot to look ahead to. And here in the Boston area, as well as even in sports in general, there's a lot to look forward to. And I want to start off by mentioning the Red Sox. You know, we're still in baseball season. Baseball season isn't over yet. The postseason still just a little bit more than a month away. And the Red Sox entered today 5.5 games out of the second wild card with 27 games left to play. So the Red Sox going into the final month of the regular season have created a sense of intrigue. Can they make the playoffs? We will be talking about that next week on the show as well. Let's wait and see what happens, because, you know, they do return home and they got the New York Yankees coming to Boston next weekend for four games. As a matter of fact, there's a four game series next weekend here in Boston between the Red Sox and Yankees. So that's also a very important series. So baseball is still very much in the picture. But also, this morning, college game day, first Saturday full of college football games to watch. College football is back. It started up again with week zero, quote unquote, but I personally don't really ever count those. But week one, oh yeah, it started Thursday night. But we have a full slate of games today of college football. So that's something that I'm absolutely fired up for and excited for. I can't wait. And as pertains to the local teams, the Patriots, a week from tomorrow, they will officially start their title defense and defending their Super Bowl championship when they play the Pittsburgh Steelers. I, myself, yours truly, Shukri Wright, will be at the game. I have a ticket to the game. I'll be at the game. I'll be talking about it. Heck, I might even tweet about it and post photos and stuff on the show page and so forth. So you definitely are not going to want to miss that at all. So definitely stay tuned for that. And also, Bruins hockey right around the corner. We are officially 12 days away from the start of training camp for the Boston Bruins as we begin to really delve in into fall sports here and as well as what could be to come and as well as the Celtics at some point late next month. They will start reporting to the training camp as well at some point late next month. But the Patriots, the Bruins, they're all back in action starting next week. The Patriots season opener, Bruins training camp starting up September 12th, and the preseason starting September 16th. That's also definitely keep an eye out for as well. I want to thank Teron Davenport of ESPN for stopping by today. Great interview. And I definitely look forward to what's going to be a very fun and entertaining Strictly Right show with the sports professor who will join me for the very first time ever live on this show for all 3 hours next Saturday. So you definitely are not going to want to miss that. So until next weekend, this is Shukri Wright. Be safe. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Don't get storoed. Whatever you do, don't get storoed. And don't go shopping for used furniture in Austin, Brighton. Be smart. Be safe. This is Shukri Wright. You've been listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Coming up next, Mike's on Mike. Coming up starting at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. Have a blast. Have a great Labor Day weekend. And I'll talk to you guys next weekend. Thank you.